Dorn said.
I'll keep an eye on him, said Jaeger.
Call me if anything changes, Dorn said. Anything at all.
Aye, aye, skipper, Jaeger replied, making a sloppy military salute.
Dorn grunted and turned toward the hatch to the sleeping area. Corvus trailed behind him. As he passed Deirdre, Andy asked in a near whisper,
You okay, Dee?
She nodded, despite the pain in her chest. And you?
Can't seem to shake this headache.
Is it getting worse? He shrugged.
I've had it so long now, it's hard to tell.
Maybe some sleep will make it better.
Maybe, he said.
Then he pushed away and swam through the hatch, leaving Deirdre alone with Jaeger.
Why is the alien here? Leviathan asked itself for the 100th time. What does it want? The aliens that had appeared earlier were smaller and shaped differently. They were silent for the most part, and when they did try to communicate, the signals they flashed were nothing but meaningless gibberish. But this alien is different, bigger, more intelligent. It can speak meaningfully. Perhaps it is lost, Leviathan reasoned. This is not its usual domain. It doesn't live here. It comes from the cold abyss above. Why doesn't it return there? Why has it invaded the realm of the kin? Why is it upsetting the symmetry? And it is moving deeper. Soon it will be at the level where the kin are. Perhaps the elders will know how to deal with it. Leviathan pondered these questions as it accompanied the alien deeper, down to the warm and pleasant depth where the kin thrived. Then a new thought occurred to it. The alien wanted to feed off us. Perhaps it is lost and starving. Leviathan remembered when itself had been lost and hungry, high up on the edges of the cold abyss above. It had battled darters and been caught in the vicious swirling currents of a mammoth storm, thrown far from the realm of the kin, starving to the point where its members began spontaneously dissociating. Leviathan had been stalked by a filmy tentacled monster. In a desperate fight, Leviathan had killed the beast and devoured it. Perhaps this alien is in the same frantic need, far from its own kind, lost and starving. Perhaps it will dissociate and never be able to recombine again.
Catherine Westfall, sweet.
A trick, Catherine Westfall fumed. He tricked me, the two of them, standing there so pompous and self-righteous.
She strode past the startled secretary in the anteroom, through the empty sitting room and on into her bedroom, seething with fury. The pain in her abdomen was worse, sharper. She stopped before the full-length mirror. Her stomach looked bloated. Not much. Not enough to notice, really. As if I'm pregnant, she thought. As if that smug-faced archer's knocked me up. Her fists clenched with helpless frustration. Westfall felt a lump in her stomach working its way up her chest. She belched, surprising herself with the violence of it, the disgusting sound, the crudity.
Devlin's done this to me, she growled silently. Him and that psalm-quoting archer.
She realized that she felt better. A little.
Got rid of some gas, she told herself. How much more will there be? How much longer? A couple of days from what Devlin said. I'll have to stay locked away from everyone else until the nanos disable themselves. I can't have anyone see me like this. Or smell me.
Sitting on the edge of her bed, Westfall thought,
I'll kill them. I'll kill them both. They can't do this to me. Not without paying for it. I'll destroy them. But then she realized, Archer's no fool. He'll have Devlin on video telling the whole story. And that nanotech person, Tori, he'll back up Devlin's story. Archer will keep their testimony hanging over me. If anything happens to either one of them, the whole story will come out. I'll be ruined. Worse than that, I'll look stupid. Duped by a damned cook. The council will demand my resignation in a hot second. She drew in a deep breath, trying to calm herself, and burped again. Damn them, she screamed silently. Damn them both. Time. I'll have to bide my time. Give Archer what he wants. It's little enough. Get myself elected council chair. Then wait. Sooner or later, an opportunity will come up. I'll get Archer and that rat-faced cook. Both of them. Westfall nodded to herself, satisfied. Patience is a virtue, she remembered her mother telling her. Time heals all wounds. As long as Archer doesn't oppose me for the chairmanship, I can afford to be patient. Then she thought, of course, if those creatures actually are intelligent, Archer will be the darling of the scientific world. He'll be unassailable. For years to come. Patience, she told herself. Patience. Revenge is a dish best taken cold. Suddenly, her innards cramped painfully, and she practically hobbled toward the lavatory.
Decision. Leviathan saw that the alien was moving deeper, although it was painfully slow. It is a creature of the cold abyss above, Leviathan reasoned. The warmer regions are not its natural domain. Then why is it pushing downward? It asked itself. What is it seeking? It isn't feeding, Leviathan saw. The plentiful stream of food particles drifted down past the alien, who ignored them. It is pitifully small, it thought. It must be hungry. If we offered to let it feed off us, how much could it eat? Not enough to weaken us, surely. But such a thought stirred revulsion in Leviathan's mind. To let another creature feed off our flesh? Even if it merely devours some of our hide, the inert armor members of our outermost layer, it would be monstrous. Leviathan pondered the situation, while watching the alien slowly, slowly forcing its way down toward the realm of the kin, trailing a stream of hot bubbles behind it. What does it want? Leviathan asked itself again and again. Why is it here?
Doran floated through the hatch from the sleeping area, flexing his prosthetic hand slowly.
Max, you may be right, the cyborg said. My arm needs lubrication. I think the perfluorocarbon is reacting with the joints.
Standing before the control console, Jaeger shook his head.
Those joints are sealed, aren't they? The gunk can't get into them. Besides, perfluorocarbon is pretty much non-reactive. That's why we chose to use it. Then what is making my arm feel so stiff? Pressure, Jaeger said, tapping the data screen on the right side of the console. Look at that pressure curve. We're getting damn near our design depth limit.
Doran made a sound that might have been a grunt.
838 kilometers deep. We still have a long way to go.
Corvus emerged from the sleep area, a dejected frown on his unbalanced face. Your headache? Deirdre asked.
Sleeping didn't help, he said. If anything, it's worse now than before.
taking